On Thursday night, the Charlotte Bobcats finished their season. Their 7-59 record gives them the worst winning percentage in NBA history. The Bobcats closed out the campaign with 23 straight losses, 9 of them by 30 points or more. Tom Sorensen is a columnist for the Charlotte Observer. Tom, this was a shortened season, so can we really call the Bobcats the worst team in NBA history?
Yes.
I love it. Short answer to a question.
Because I wouldn't say they've given up, but they're just overmatched every night. I can't fathom them beating anybody anywhere the rest of the season if they were to play all 82 games.
There's an expression often applied to movies, books, things like that. It's so bad that it's good. Can we apply that expression to the Bobcats?
No. I wish they were true. I wish they were zany. I wish they had characters. I wish they did outrageous things on the court. But they're really a faceless team. And they just haven't had those moments. Probably the funniest thing that happened to them all season is last week they were playing Memphis. There was an altercation beneath the basket, and rookie Bismack Biyombo from the Bobcats got an altercation with Rudy Gay, veteran from Memphis, and he said, "This is our house." Bismack said that. The game was here in Charlotte. Rudy Gay said, "You've won 7 games this season. It's everybody's house." And that was really the only amusing anecdote I can come up with. They started playing in December.
This week, Bobcats owner and former NBA superstar Michael Jordan told your paper, quote, "I've come to accept I'll be scrutinized more than any other owner." Is there anything unfair in the way that Mr. Jordan has been scrutinized?
The Bobcats are playing the Washington Wizards Monday in Washington and getting absolutely pounded by one of the worst teams in the sport. And Michael is in Chicago wearing a Blackhawks jersey at a Blackhawks hockey game. And Michael has the right to go where he wants, do what he wants, with whom he wants. But when he does things like that, of course he's going to be scrutinized, and he should.
The Bobcats have been saying all season that they knew this year would be awfully tough. It's a rebuilding year. But can 7-59 truly be considered a step toward rebuilding?
It can, because they did the same thing the Carolina Panthers did in 2010. They deliberately became worse to become better. You know, the Panthers had the number one draft pick and took Cam Newton. And fans here don't even remember 2010. It was like a bad dream that happened to somebody else. So if the Bobcats, they have a 25% chance as the worst team in the league to get the first draft pick. And there's one transcendent player in the draft, Anthony Davis from Kentucky. Anthony Davis will be to basketball what Cam Newton was to the Panthers in football. If they get Anthony Davis, that will... should, anyway, start them on the way back. If they don't get them, then they're going to be bad for a long, long time.
Tom Sorensen is a columnist for the Charlotte Observer. Tom, thank you very much for joining me.
No, anytime. I really appreciate having me on.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. A fisherman named Vlatko Pekovor recently hauled an especially intriguing fish out of the waters of the Kupa River in Croatia. It was a beautiful golden color, Mr. Pekovor reported. I took a picture of it and put it back in the water, saying I hoped I would catch it again. As it turned out, the golden fish, which was a 20-plus pound carp, did bite on Mr. Pekovor's line again and again and again until he'd caught the fish 7 times. Each time I made another wish, and each time it came true, the fisherman reported, but it really is a magic fish, so I'm keeping secret what I asked for. Seems much the wisest course of action, don't you think?